Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder and Reality. I almost don't want to talk right now. I'm in nature. And I'm in what's almost like a rainforest. It's raining lightly. It rained really hard last night. It's early in the day, early in the morning. I'm coming up on a creek which is now flowing. It hasn't rained much in recent weeks, so it's not flowing fully, but you might be able to hear it. I'm on a bridge. There's tall trees all around, green trees. It's late September. I'm gonna just see if you can hear the creek flowing. Birds singing, crickets, no, not many people around. There's an energy, and God created it, amen. Not a sparrow falls to the ground apart from His will. It's beyond our comprehension. And I want to keep this message simple. Trying to describe where I am right now, it's impossible. It's like trying to describe the anointing, the presence of Jesus, which is so wonderful. He can't be put into human words. It's cool right now. It's about 70 degrees. You know, this is ideal. Usually it's not like this where I am. It's either hot or cold or... And I talk about the anointing, the presence of Jesus that's so wonderful, but we may be thinking to ourselves, well, that's great, but... Why is life so hard? Why all these struggles and challenges and problems? And well, we live in a fallen world. But Jesus has given us the victory. He said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. What's the truth? Jesus the Christ, the Son of God and God Almighty, has saved us, delivered us. Through His Holy Spirit, we can become new creations. Amen. Anyone who's in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I just left what is basically the rainforest. Don't know if you can tell. You know, there's not as many crickets now in the background. There's not... You know, and nature is wonderful, isn't it? It's God uses nature to teach us spiritual truth. Jesus did that again and again. And we can read His words and learn that. We can go into nature and have the same thing. The Holy Spirit can reveal things to us that reveal spiritual truth. But let's move beyond that to the most wonderful thing that's infinitely greater. than nature, infinitely greater than anything that we could ever do on the earth. You know, we've heard that phrase, the truth, one moment in His presence is greater, better than 1,000 years elsewhere. And that's true. Let's seek Him, Jesus Christ, the kingdom, His presence, Him. That, I believe, is the answer. Whether we're doing great, we're up, you know, more up on the mountain, or whether we're in the valley, we're having some challenges, and no matter what, let's seek Him. I was thinking about this one thing. When we get that, His presence and the anointing, we've got something more valuable than anything else on the earth. Something that He can save people through us. He can heal people through us supernaturally. Things that, you know, the greatest healers and gurus and physicians and in the world that people might go to, where they're nothing compared to Jesus the Christ and His presence and anointing, which can save people. That's the main thing, salvation, right? But can heal people and heal us. That's Do It Again by Elevation Worship. We give all the copyright credit to Elevation Worship. We have, and we just played a small portion of the song. Great is Thy faithfulness. He is faithful. He is perfect. He is always going to come through. So how do we get that need, that miracle that we need? How do we get out of that valley, which I've dealt with that. We've all dealt with it. He's going to do His part. He's always faithful. We just need to do our part, which is that list of things. Seek Him with our whole heart. Have a broken and contrite spirit, a humble spirit, broken and contrite over sin. Seek Him and love Him with our whole heart, and do love others as we love ourselves. Do unto others. That second commandment. And faith. Reliance. Rely on Him. So simple. So simple. Faith, literally, that word, that Greek word, means reliance. And in this same theme, I want to continue to emphasize, let's always remember how simple it is. It's just simple. It's walking with Him. How do we walk with Him? You know, it's good to read in the New Testament about this new life, as we are new creations, as we, the deep truths that we read, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Through these exceedingly great and precious promises, we have become partakers of the divine nature. And so one of the deep truths from, if we look at a general truth, is we are to build up our spirit person, our spirit man, and put our old nature, you know, forget our old nature, and essentially our old nature dies so that he can live in and through us. Amen. Thanks for listening to Wonder and Reality. We're going to be adding the donation feature to our website. We certainly need donations to keep this work going. All these things cost money, and we're in the process of getting 501c3 nonprofit status. We would be grateful for any donations, but the most important thing is Wonder and Reality exists to, for many reasons, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to evangelism, to reach the lost, and to reach those maybe who are saved but who have not, maybe they're not walking with Jesus fully. Maybe they haven't found that spirit-filled life in Jesus Christ. The next thing, teach people about this new life in Jesus, to let people know the answer, the new life in Jesus Christ, the spirit-filled life with the Holy Spirit, a relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. That's the whole key. So simple. Evangelism and teaching. And more. It's all under Wonder and Reality as part of Bridge Ministries, which I'll tell you more about that as we go forward. Thank you. This is Jim. Thank you for listening.